you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's a discussion of the latest entertainment news and celebrity gossip that go beyond the headlines. Welcome to Daily Pop, the podcast edition. All right, have you guys ever sent a text and then immediately regretted that? Well, Kristen Bell can totally relate. In fact, actually, Dax can totally relate to this one. I'm Carissa, this is Justin and Aaron, and welcome to Daily Pop! It's gonna be such a fun day. We're gonna start with Dax Shepard's inappropriate text to his mother-in-law. Wow. Oh no, of all people. This was a total accident. Kristen Bell is sharing the crazy moment on today's Ellen.
She was coming in town and sends him a text like, be there by 11. And then sends something else that says, can't wait to see you tonight. And he meant to respond, smiley face, smiley face, smiley face. And instead he responds, eggplant, eggplant, eggplant. And when he did it, he went, oh no, I made a huge mistake. The minute you involve an eggplant emoji, the whole story changes because now it reads, I'll be there at 11, can't wait to see you tonight.
Well, I'm happy to know that when he went to his frequently used, the smiley face was there, but it was also next to the eggplant.
Oh, that's what I was thinking,
which means Kristen Bell gets those eggplant emojis.
That was my first thought, too. I was like, the eggplant and the smiley face are not by each other, so that must be something he uses a lot.
And by the way, if my man don't send me that eggplant, I would be like, who are you sending the eggplant to?
Yeah, that's a better question. Who's getting that eggplant?
Oh, she's not about somebody by their most frequently used emojis.
Totally. Sometimes I'm embarrassed to show my frequency.
What are yours?
I don't even know right now.
Now I have
but
to
like,
check mine.
I don't ever want anyone to see.
Have you guys ever sent a text that you immediately regretted?
Probably. I can't think of a specific example, but I will say that recently, Chase has gotten like a lot more handsy on my phone. Like he'll grab my phone, he knows how to work through it, and he keeps FaceTiming the wrong people. And when I say the wrong people, I mean like guys from the past that I haven't talked to in like 6 years.
Are you
going to delete those numbers?
I know.
Well, I don't delete anybody's numbers. Maybe that's my problem. But normally I don't, the other day I literally heard the noise of FaceTime going and I was like, oh, he's probably going to the most recent, which would be my mom, his grandma. And I'm like, whatever. And I look over and I'm literally like, you know, at home, like in a bra, no makeup, like not really like,
yeah.
Nobody wants to see me right now. And I look over and I'm like, give me that phone. I'm like running with him because I'm like, oh my God, if this guy answers. And even if he doesn't answer, no, he has a missed FaceTime call
from
me.
Weird.
And it's just
that's
awkward.
Weird.
I've received a lot of those. Like not the FaceTimes, but the oops, sorry, didn't mean to text you type of thing. And sometimes I'm like, did you mean to intentionally send me a message that maybe you didn't want to own up to? But yeah, I've gotten those recently. But I don't think I've ever sent someone a message that I didn't mean to.
Yeah. Well, I have an embarrassing story. A few months ago, we all were speculating if Carissa was pregnant or not.
Oh, yes.
And I often am really good at it, but for some reason, I'm like, why won't she break? And then I started second-guessing myself. And it was like this whole thing where myself, Morgan, and this producer that we work with were all trying to figure it out. And I was like, no, I know she's pregnant because I know the symptoms. Like, I know how she gets when, like, she's pregnant. Like, I know, like, you know.
You've been calling it for a while.
I've been calling it for a while. It's when she starts worrying about her sitting and standing outfits. That's when I know she's actually pregnant.
And when she put the long hair in.
When she put the long hair in. That's when I know. Dead giveaway, but she wasn't saying anything. So then I started second guessing myself. And one day, she walked in, and there was no way she can hide it. And I sent a text that was like, that bitch is pregnant. But I sent it to her.
And I go, I knew he knew. I knew he knew, but I didn't cop to it. I was like, what is this? What are you talking about? You're like, Meghan Markle.
Yes.
Meghan Markle. She's totally pregnant. You can totally tell in this picture. I'm like, what? Okay. And I just like went with it, but I was literally telling the people that the one person that knew here, which was my stylist, because well, she had to dress me. And I was like, he knows. He 100% knows. He's just gonna have to hold off because I'm not announcing for like an, it was like days before I was going to announce it. But it was so funny because he tried so hard to cover it up. He kept trying to convince me that he was talking about Meghan Markle. He's like, I've been telling everybody. I mentioned that to Morgan. We've been arguing about whether or not Meghan Markle's pregnant.
I didn't want to ruin it for you because I knew I would want to announce it and have a big moment, but I was like, you know what? We all sit here together. Like, it was the one day that I was like, ha-ha! That is not a burrito.
How happy did you feel, though, like that whole day when you accidentally sent that text? Because I could imagine you had anxiety.
I'm a sociopath. I don't care.
Wow. Oh, yeah, because I caught it real soon. I'm like, who are you talking about, Justin?
Yeah.
Like, I called him out.
No, I actually felt bad. Not because I thought she was pregnant, because I knew she was pregnant. I felt bad. I didn't want to ruin the announcement for her, is what I didn't want to do. But it's had been going on.
I just
and on.
Let him go with it. I was like, yeah, oh, Meghan, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's funny. We know each other so well. We both knew. It was like we should have just called it out, yeah, but I just let it happen. It all right, let's move on to Dwayne Wade. So Dwayne Wade got his friend pregnant while Gabrielle Union and him were on a break 7 years ago. And now Dwayne is explaining how he broke that news to Gabrielle. His new documentary, D. Wade, Life Unexpected, dropped Sunday. And there, Dwayne says it was the hardest thing to man up and tell her. He couldn't eat, he couldn't sleep. He explains when you hold something in that you know is going to come out and you have this information and you know it's gonna F up somebody's life, then you, that you care about, that you love, if it doesn't hurt you, then you're not human. Dwayne and Gabrielle reunited before Xavier was born, got married less than a year later. That's a lot to take in. Would you guys be able to still stick around? Could you move on from this?
You know, if I found out from my guy and not the blogs or the internet or a friend, I think I would be able to work through it. But I have a weird feeling that this was the catalyst for them to get married. Because if your woman can dig deep down inside and soul search so deep that she hit the bottom of her heels at that point and overcame this, then you know right then and there that this person can overcome anything with me and will stand by me through anything. And I feel like that's what pushed them to get married. And I will say, oh my God, my pencil. I will say, after reading her book, this conversation must have been the hardest thing for him to do because we all know how much trouble Gabrielle Union had conceiving and how much motherhood really meant to her. So to tell the person that you've been with for a very long time that you had a moment while you guys were broken up and this was the outcome, yeah. The fact that she stayed, that man must have looked at her and said, you can have whatever you want, mm-hmm. and I'm going to marry you and you are never going to go anywhere.
Yeah, and I feel like she is a lot stronger than most of us. I don't know if I could be able to go through this because then some people kind of live in constant fear, like, oh, will this happen again? Or, like, will he stray maybe later on? But I feel like for him to face his problems rather than avoiding his problems and just telling her that they have become stronger than ever. And if you look at their relationship, it's like, oh, my gosh, this does seem like truly an unbreakable bond that they have. So, yeah, for them to go through the dirt and for them to now talk about it, like, good for them because I'm sure they are helping a lot of other couples who are maybe going through it.
Yeah, they definitely waited a while. You know, the child's not little anymore. I mean, still little, but not, I think that's six. So I mean, they took their time, which they should, because I can't imagine the family dynamics was super simple right off the bat. I mean, think about it. He already had a couple kids before this happened. So he had two kids, plus he had
a nephew
that he had taken in, and then now he had another baby with another baby mama. I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot of family dynamics there. There's a lot of women now that you have to deal with on a regular basis in your relationship with your man. And, you know, that's like not always simple to do. I do think Gabrielle is one of those very strong women, and she's also like, she's a woman's woman. So, like, even no matter what, like, the scenario is, I bet she's not super difficult to work with other women and, like, make this work because I think she's able to put the kids first, which is not always easy to do.
But I think when you go through something like that, you are not only saying, can I move on with this man? But you have to go into your heart and say, can I truly accept this child as one of my own? Yeah. Even though I know, yes, it was on a break, and no, it wasn't conceived out of love. Like, you have to go through that process. And I think for her, she really had to, again, soul search till she hit the bottom of her feet. And I think a lot of times, a lot of women that I've known over the past can't accept that kid. And it does become something, you know, like my stepmother was not the nicest to us. You know, she couldn't accept us as children of my father. I just think it's one of those things that you have to really, really want.
It has to be the right fit.
Yes.
Right? It just only works if it's the right fit with all the cards laid out on the table.
And it just shows how much, like, it shows her true character to see that she could handle this with giving him mercy and showing so much grace and to just be secure in the relationship moving forward. Like, I commend her.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Oh, great. You're going to put this on me.
I'm going to put it on you.
No,
put it on you.
Don't do it.
Okay, so you have been with your guy for how long?
A while.
And you love him. Mm-hmm. And he's the bomb.
Yeah.
And what if 2 months into your relationship, you found out that a girl was 4 months pregnant, meaning she got pregnant 2 months before you guys had even dated? Could you even...
Only two months in?
That's I'm saying,
not
like,
much time.
Or, like, let's say five... You're six months...
2 months in is enough time to be
But you knew him. Like, you knew how great he was as a person when you were 6 months in.
Yeah.
So let's say you're 6 months in and the girl was 8 months pregnant and she got pregnant 2 months before you guys started dating. Would you be able to continue that relationship with him?
I mean, that does predate me being in the picture. So I really can't judge what you've done before me.
But can you accept a child that's
I could probably accept a child. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you see, like, I wouldn't be mad if, like, you were like, listen, that's not in the cards for me right now.
Right.
I don't think I'm ready for a child. And that happens a lot of times where people, you know, have a baby that predates them. But now it's a newborn and now it's kind of on your hands. Like, I wouldn't be mad for somebody for skipping out and saying, that's just not my journey.
And I'm sure that's totally happened a million times. I mean, I think about, like, you know, John Cena and Nikki Bella, you know, like, for the, like, that's a conversation a lot of couples have. It's like, one wants a kid, one doesn't, you know, and if Aaron was somebody who didn't want children to all of a sudden now be, like, forced to have a stepchild, you're like,
that wouldn't work.
I wasn't ready for this.
That's like Giselle and Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Tom Brady had a little makeup sex, a little breakup sex with his ex, started dating Giselle, and then months later found out that Bridget was pregnant, and then they had the baby. I bet you that conversation wasn't easy.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you know, this is a lot more common than you would think. I actually know a couple people who've gone through this situation, and they have been able to accept the child.
The breakup nookie?
Stop it.
I'm just saying.
What's
it happens.
What's up with those breakup nookies, you guys? Okay, up next, Hillary Duff versus the paparazzi. Okay, she says the police blew her off. So do the laws protecting kids need to be changed? We'll discuss.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Who are you here with? Who are you here with?
I'm here with me.
With you?
Yes.
Do you know any of the people on the team?
No.
Oh, can you stop taking pictures of the kids, please?
It's legal.
It's making me feel really uncomfortable.
Well, you shouldn't feel uncomfortable. You want me to show you ID?
I'm not asking for your ID. I'm asking you to stop taking pictures of our 7-year-old children if you don't know anyone that's here.
But it's legal.
I ended up calling the police because multiple parents, you know, felt uncomfortable with it. And the police, you know, were pretty dismissive of me, saying, what do you want us to do? You're at a public park. If a parent is asking for it to stop, the laws should be changed for you to not be able to photograph that person.
Hillary Duff is calling for a policy change when it comes to photographing children. She asked a random man at her son's football game to stop taking pictures. He refused, and it sounds like the cops did not want to help either. So should there be more laws in place to protect children?
Yeah. These kids did not sign up to be public figures. Even though your parent might be a celebrity, that doesn't mean that you asked for this life. And maybe the child doesn't know, like, what exactly is going on. But you don't want photos of your children out there if you didn't allow, if you didn't ask for these photographers to be here. And I understand what she's saying when it's like, these other parents are also uncomfortable, and not only is it probably challenging to just deal with that, but like it's probably a little embarrassing as well because you hate to like be, oh gosh, now I'm causing all of these burdens on them. Like I'm trying to live the most normal life possible, but I can't escape the reality of the celebrity life.
And they get to go home and be like, oh, why does Hillary Duff's kid have to be on my son's team? Because now it's like a show every day just because her son's on my team. And she probably feels super guilty about that.
Totally.
I'm 100% with you. I don't care if you're at a public park. I don't care, you know, where you're at. I think kids should be off limits. I know a lot of media has signed on, you know, E! Included, about not showing kids paparazzi photos. The only kid photos that you'll ever see on us is something that the parent has posted on their Instagram.
Yeah. I always, it's funny, I tell my celebrity friends all the time, like, if you know that other parents are worked up about the situation, if a celebrity called the cops and said, hey, there is a man taking photos of me and my child, I am Hillary Duff, can you stop him? They will say, oh, well, you're in a public place, it's legal. But if a random parent who is not a celebrity calls the cops and says, there is a creepy man taking photos of my child outside a park, and I'm a white woman, they would run there in 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. Like, you just have to know how to present it. And I think a lot of times when you want things changed, I think when you go to the court system and you are a celebrity, they don't feel bad for you. But if you're a hardworking mom or dad, that court system will look at you and say, you're one of us. Let us help you out. Let us maybe make these parks a little bit more private.
Yeah, because it feels like stalking. I mean, it feels like it's such an invasion of privacy. And, you know, as you said, these are children. They're not, they didn't sign up for this. What about, this is just throwing it out there, what about children celebrities? What about actors or actresses that are minors?
Yeah.
Gosh,
it's a hard one.
Yeah, it really is.
But I think if you're an actor and you're a minor and your parents sign you up for these types of things, they know what they're entering you into. But if I'm a parent and my child is an innocent bystander and has to go through the same thing, it's a whole different ballgame. And trust and believe, if I was on that soccer team with my son, with little Billy, I'd be behind Hillary Duff like this, like talking about what's up.
Totally.
Come on, what's up?
I have to give so many props to Hillary. She handled this so gracefully.
Absolutely.
I mean, like, she was in his face. I mean, she was definitely telling him like it is, but she also said it in a very delicate, nice way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but still putting her foot down. And I just kept thinking, girl, I need to take a lesson from you because...
I'd be like this. Two cameras. What's up? What's up? What's up? Let me get your face. Let me get your face. Yeah, show me that ID. Yeah. Let me see that ID.
No. Let me zoom what's in up? On that. Is your address on there?
Oh, like, no, I would have did it.
Yeah. I'm not a parent, so I don't know, but I do know how my parents would act if I was on that soccer team and they were taking photos of me and my parents aren't celebrities. My dad would have taken that camera, bash that thing. You're not taking photos here ever again. And, like... You know, maybe the cops would be called on the reverse side, but yeah.
So your dad's Alec Baldwin?
It's not Alec Baldwin. But yeah, I think it's just, it's inappropriate. Like, why do you need these photos of children? What are you gonna do, write an article about it?
Yeah.
No.
Hillary Duff's son scored a goal at a soccer game,
no,
or whatever
don't need
it
to
is.
Know that.
It's, I don't understand the headline news that you're gonna get from that.
It's exactly. A mess.
We're reading your thoughts on sending texts to you regret. Fall says, I have no exes on my contact list. Time for some spring cleaning for your phone.
Yes.
I probably should. I haven't deleted a number in.
Yeah, but you should put
10 years.
I like to do don't answer. Or I like to get creative.
They don't call me.
I like to get creative with John, he's a mess. Like I like to like just keep it like
said his name.
Yeah, right. Like I like to like do all those things with like dudes or like FB. I always put FB in front of it.
Oh, that's a good one.
So you don't like hit it on mistake. Because I have so many like Johns in my thing.
But a 2-year-old doesn't care.
True.
But why do you need your ex man's number?
I don't
in your
need
phone?
It. I could delete it. I guess
that's what Shannon's asking you right now.
No, actually, here's my other thing. Here, let's be 100% real. It wasn't FaceTime. It was Portal. It was like the Facebook Portal. So he's my Facebook friend. You can now video message him when on Facebook.
Oh,
I do think
weird.
I have his number on my phone, so that could have happened. But
Balak.
But then I even talked about it with Shannon. I was like, but it feels so dramatic to like unfriend him on Facebook because. For no reason.
Yeah, but like, who cares? You're married, you have children, like...
But I have no beef with this guy. Like, there's no, like...
But like, hey, I'm actually going to unfriend you because my child keeps accidentally portaling you, so good riddance.
All right, all right. Coming up, what's next for Harvey Weinstein and what will his life be like behind bars? We have a criminal defense attorney here to break it all down for you.
When Walter comes.
There are a lot of questions about what's next for Harvey Weinstein. Yesterday, the movie producer was found guilty of rape in the third degree and for committing a criminal sex act in the first degree. But he was acquitted of two counts of predatory sexual assault and a count of first degree rape. The Time's Up organization calls the jury decision a new era of justice. Joining us to break down what's next is criminal defense attorney Sarah Azari, who's going to get into what all of this means. Thank you so much for being here.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
What kind of sentence is he looking at?
So on the first degree criminal sex act with Mimi Haley, he's looking at 5 to 25 years. Those are the minimums and maximums. And on the third degree rape with respect to Jessica Mann, he's facing probation up to 4 years. Now, the interesting thing is this judge does not like Harvey. We know this from all the rulings in this case. And I don't believe that his sentence will run concurrently on these two charges.
Oh, that was my question.
So they're going to get stacked. That's the likelihood. Mm-hmm. So it's like he's going to have to finish the term on one charge and then begin the term on the other charge.
Okay. So he actually also is having chest pains. If you saw in the footage, he's got his walker. He's got everything. Do you think that will affect his sentencing and the time he gets behind
bars? No, I mean, so many inmates have health problems. They're older, much more serious problems than Harvey's claiming he has. So there's some modicum of medical services that are provided in jail, you know, to the extent that they can address it, they will. Then there's hospitals they can take him to if they need to. But that's definitely not going to get him any kind of special treatment.
Yeah. What do you think he'll get? For both crimes, like how many years?
I definitely think he's looking at double digits on the 5 to 25 year offense, the first degree oral copulation, and then you know you tack on the time on the other charge, and then remember that he also has a case in L.A. where if he gets convicted, he's facing up to 28 years here. So that will then be, I mean, the man is 67. It's going to be the rest of his life. And you know the thing to me about this, I'm a defense attorney, so yeah. I represent men like Harvey. Okay, so what was really dangerous about this verdict for me is as much as I as support believing women, empowering women and all that, this sends a message that we're now going to believe just the women. We don't need physical evidence. We don't need corroboration. We don't need really anything else. I mean, there were 7 men on the jury and these women's testimony, even though there was problems with it and their credibility, they were completely believed. So now men are going to have to read minds moving forward to protect themselves. And then you have this issue of that whole Beauty and the Beast moment for the prosecution that was so awkward.
Okay, I was hoping you were going to bring it up.
Right.
We need to talk about that.
Right. So the idea was this, and I can't believe the court allowed this evidence to come in, but Jessica Mann testified in great detail about Harvey being deformed sexually, having acne on his back, just a complete monster.
Okay? Yeah.
And so the idea for the prosecution was, and look at this beautiful woman. This beautiful woman would never touch a monster like this willfully, you know, with consent. So now we have the idea of if the accused is a monster, then it eviscerates the defense of consent, which is really scary.
Well, how do you normally, you know, prove something like this whenever you're trying to defend somebody who, you know, the allegation comes from years past?
Right. This, I mean, the oral copulation was 2006. The rape was in 2013. You look at the circumstances. You look at perhaps who they reported to immediately, how they reacted afterwards. Both of these women had very loving connections with Weinstein. One had a relationship, called her a father figure, called him a father figure. And you know, the other one signed off emails, peace and love, lots of love, miss you lots, you know. And so apparently the jury looked at just those instances and whether it was consensual or not. And you know, this, to me, it sets a very interesting precedent in terms of what evidence was allowed, in terms of what the times that we're in right now, and how easy it is to accuse someone from, like you said, years ago. You also brought up the predatory sexual assault. Those are the serious crimes that he was found not guilty of. It's unclear whether the jury was confused because they kept coming back and asking about that at the beginning.
Yeah, because I've never heard of that.
Right, and it requires a pattern of sexual conduct, a pattern of sexual assault, actually. And so they were, it was turning on the testimony of Annabella Shura. And so it's unclear whether the jury was just confused on that or if they didn't believe that Anna Shura was raped in the early 90s. And so without her rape being believed as a basis to establish the pattern, they couldn't get to the predatory sexual.
But let me ask you a question. In your years of being in this industry and defending, you know, countless people, do you really believe that those jurors did not let the media sway their decision?
Absolutely not. It is so difficult to be someone, a public figure, high-profile celebrity, someone like, a Hollywood mogul like Weinstein with 100-plus accusers all over the papers. He spearheaded the Me Too movement. And then suddenly you have a fair and impartial jury. It's very hard to put aside your biases and your beliefs as human beings and just focus on the evidence.
And so you go with the fairest and the least impartial.
Best you can do. Right.
That's the best you can do.
Thank you so much for joining us and breaking it down. Yeah. Great to see you too. You guys can check out her new book called Unprecedented. It's available March 1st. All right, up next, we have to talk about The Bachelor. Madison does not want Peter hooking up with anyone else. So is this the right show for her? We'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Like, I'll just be very honest and I won't give any details, but I have been intimate, and I can't lie to you about that.
He knew coming into this week because I made it very clear that there was a chance that he could lose me if he made certain decisions, and he made them anyways.
That's a tense moment from last night's Bachelor. So Maddie had previously told Peter she was not okay with him being intimate with other women while she's on the show. So it's unclear yet if she's still going to stick around after all of this. Everyone knows how the show works. There's an entire week dedicated to fantasy suites where Peter is known to have, windmill sex. So we know that he's a sexual person. So if this was so important to Maddie, should she just not have joined this season?
By the way, we know how spring break works. It doesn't mean that you have to lick four people while you're in Cancun.
True.
Like, you can go and just have a good time. Mm. I agree with what she's saying. If I'm one of the last three people left and you're hooking up with both of my roommates, why would I want those sloppy seconds? I know what Jessica's all about.
Hell, like, yeah.
That to me is disrespectful. And also, if I'm looking at you as a potential partner, and I can't even, trust you to respect me while a camera is rolling. Mm-hmm. What you gonna do when there's not a camera there?
Thank you!
Yo!
And also, when she signed up for the season, she didn't know that she was gonna get Windmill Pete up as The Bachelor. Though when she found out, she probably could have reconsidered. But I think that she kind of saw something within Peter from watching Hannah B's season to realize, like, he is a good guy. Maybe he would truly conform for the woman that he loves. And she wanted to give it a good shot. Probably didn't even know if she was going to make it all this time. And she feels like, I got to be honest to myself and to him. And I just want that from my partner. And I think that's okay to request from the man that you could potentially be marrying.
Thank you.
I totally agree. We all were on the same page this morning. Like, so, I mean, Aaron and I were talking too. It's like, it takes sometimes, like, there's a lot of guys I know who were total man whores, like, just slept around, were really disgusting. And then all of a sudden, one day they'd said, I'm not going to do that anymore. They met a girl that was like, I don't want to do that. I have to wait till marriage or vice or something, as long as, you have to be extremely exclusive. And they do. They change. They snap up for the right girl. Mm-hmm. Like, if the right person comes along. And so it would have been unfair of Maddie to ride Pete off just because, I know he's had sex before, that he would never, not sleep around on me. I mean, she giving him a chance.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the whole show is about.
Right. And people actually come on here trying to find love, not just like a blog career.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
it's a 50-50 on that one, I think.
I will say the show is about finding love and finding your eternal partner or the girl you're going to be engaged to for 2 years because you have to do it for 2 years by contract.
Oh, is that what that is?
To keep the ring.
Got it.
So I will say sex is kind of important to certain people.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes you can establish a connection and figure out if you have sexual chemistry with that person. I don't think you need to go all the way every time. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it is important to know, like, if your man can do it and your girl can do it the way you like it done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, some people were saying, well, maybe Madison should have brought this conversation up sooner. But when do you feel is the right time to tell someone that you just started dating, I don't want to have sex, and we're not going to have sex until marriage?
So you're not having sex with other people? The minute I see that HPV commercial cry across the screen, I'm like, nope, let's just bench it for a minute, and let's figure it out. But if you're dating a guy who's casually dating other people, in your head, you have to know that that dude is hooking up with other people. Like, you just tell yourself. So then you take the precautions for yourself and take a step back, and you protect yourself, whether it's emotionally, whether it's physically. But if you're not in a committed relationship with somebody, he's sleeping with other bitches.
Okay, so when do you tell him? Don't do that. I think, like, she picked the right time.
I think she picked the right
time. You have to
be
serious enough. Also, if you do that right off the bat, they're going to be like, okay, this sounds, like, a little too intense for me. We just kind of met.
Right. And I think Peter, like, if he really sees something in this girl, this could be the one he chooses.
Yeah. I think it is. I think he is going to choose her.
I think so, too. And I think for, like, that is actually really respectable to see a woman, like, say, listen, I have morals and values, and these are the things that I want out of my man. And if you can't meet those qualifications, I'm sorry, but I have to stick to my guns on this one.
Okay,
she respects her for
put
that.
Put it in real life. Allie, how many weeks has The Bachelor been on? Imagine if you've been dating a guy for 6 weeks and he was about to go on a boys trip and you said that to that dude, he'd be like, I'm sorry, this is not going to happen.
The right man would be like, I respect you, babe,
I agree.
I would do that.
6 weeks, you guys are already like kind of feeling pretty established, I mean, I don't think that's too
You're extreme. Feeling pretty established while he's dating 20 other women in a house?
I'm not dating a guy for 6 weeks who's dating 20 other women, so no, bro. Yeah. It's keep it together.
The Bachelor makes it a little more difficult, but you have to treat it as though it's a real relationship.
Yes.
That's the only way you can mentally get through the thing.
If I've been dating a dude for 6 weeks and he's like, I just want you to like not go on this trip and not be yourself and not do your thing, and I'd be like, okay, well, call my friend Devon.
You're not saying don't go on the trip. Go on the trip, but have some self-control. Have a little restraint.
Just don't sleep with other beaches.
There you go.
Jeez. Okay.
My gosh.
Coming up, one of the stars of Frozen 2 is here. Jason Ritter joins us next.
Am I supposed to feel this ridiculous?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Everyone ready?
Ready. I could use a rehearsal. I love love.
Wait. You talk for them, too?
I do.
It's like you can actually hear what they're thinking.
Yeah. And then you just say it.
And then you just say it.
He's the voice of Ryder, a newer character in the Frozen universe. Please welcome Jason Ritter to the show. Frozen 2. How much fun was this stepping into this world?
It was so much fun. It was like a dream come true.
Did you pay them? You're like, you know what? I'll just pay you guys to do this because this is like a thing.
I actually would have, for sure.
You have a young daughter. Was she a big influence on why you wanted to be a part of this animated film?
No, I would have wanted to be part of it even without her. I know, but it's an added extra incentive for when she gets a little bit older. I have some cool points there.
Yeah.
Some cold points. Yeah.
But is it like weird to do like an animated movie because you don't actually like talk to other actors, like you're in there by yourself. Like, isn't it a strange thing?
It was very strange because we had that whole scene together, Jonathan Groff and I didn't meet him until the night of the premiere. I was like, oh, hi. By the way, my name's Jason. I play Ryder, the guy you talk to a lot.
It has to feel like the casting room, like when you do auditions and they, you know, you have the casting person just like reads you the lines and you have to react.
Yeah.
I mean, is it just like a constant audition feel?
It does feel a little bit, it's strange. But I also, I feel lucky. I worked on a show where I did a lot of talking to an invisible person, so I did a lot of acting by myself.
Because I think that has to be an extra skill. I mean, I'm not an actress, but I would imagine that being able to read off somebody would make it easier.
Yeah, for sure, because you also sort of match energetically. You kind of like, if there's someone's talking slow, you're like, oh yeah, let's talk like this, you know. And if it would be weird to just be like super loud and animated,
when, right?
You know, so it is a little bit strange, but you just trust the directors that they're gonna. You like,
it's
make
a,
it work.
It's a blind dating for actors.
It is blind
like,
dating.
You never know who you're gonna like end up with.
Did you get to meet Kristen at all?
I saw her at the premiere as well. But I've known her. We actually went to college together, so
I've known
her for a long time. And when Frozen 1 came out, I guess that's what it's called now, Frozen 1.
Proof. Yeah.
I was so excited for her and Josh, and I was like, oh my gosh, a Disney musical princess person now. And so it was really fun to get to join the family with her.
Cute.
It's crazy. You've done a lot. You've done horror. You've done sitcoms. You've done everything. Infomercials.
Have I?
Yes. What's your favorite thing that you've done to date? And are the thing that you wish that you could do?
Oh, boy. I wish I could... I wish I could be a superhero, at least, you know, even just like a lame one.
Yeah.
I think that would be really fun. I really have enjoyed the animated stuff, Frozen 2 and Gravity Falls and some of the things where, you know, my voice gets to go on a little adventure that I don't get to go on. It's an added fun element as opposed to, you know, you see something, you're like, oh, I remember that day. I remember this. You're like, my voice is in a magical world of wonder, and yes. I never got to go there. But.
Well, we know you started very young because we actually have a clip of you as a little boy. You're in the opening credits of Three's Company.
That's my favorite moment of the whole
Let's
show.
Let's see this. Oh,
look at that.
You're so cute. Your little overalls. Your little country boy.
Yes. Shirtless and overalls is still a look that
still
I,
look.
Yeah, I do.
I hope that they reboot Three's Company. And you can play your dad's part. How amazing would that be?
Oh, that would be pretty amazing. Although I think there would probably be better suited actors to play him than me. I think I would. I think there are people who are funnier, better at all that.
I don't know.
You never know. You know. I mean, you're the one who knows him like
that's true.
The best.
That's true. That is true. That would be. It would be fun.
I have to ask your daughter's. 14 months old?
Yeah.
So you said, would you let her start acting that young?
That young? I would. Yes. Well, not that young.
I mean as the overall picture, however old you were in that.
Yeah, I would let her walk into a shot and make her debut in that way. But I wouldn't be like, all right, smile for your headshot. do the dance. You know, I wouldn't do that. I'd let her explore, find her own passions.
Is that how your childhood was? Like, did your dad say, okay, if you want to do this, this is how you're going to do it? Or did he let you just kind of flourish?
He kind of let me, yeah. They both my parents really just sort of supported me. And, you know, when I said I wanted to be an actor as a teenager, they were like, okay, well, here's the reality of that. And is that still what you want? Or were you just trying to say, I want to do interviews and get pictures taken? I was like, no, still, this sounds good. I want to actually do the meat and potatoes part of it. So, so they just were... They were very supportive. I would do that too. I wouldn't want to push her into something that she doesn't want to do.
Yeah.
So cute. So while we have you here, we have to ask, do you have any inside information? Will there be a Frozen 3?
For sure.
That's what I think. I mean, yeah. I have no actual information, but I imagine...
you make a billion, you're good.
Might as well.
Yeah, they want to make another billion.
Thank you so much, Jason, for being here. Appreciate it. You guys, Frozen 2 is out on Blu-ray today. Up next, Think You Don't Have Time to Work Out? Or we're going to show you how you can get it in just 5 minutes.
Ooh,
there you go.
5 minutes.
Welcome back, you guys. Believe it or not, working out can be fun. I was just practicing during the commercial break.
There you go.
Here to show us how is a celeb trainer and founder of the Sculpt Society, Megan Roop. Hello.
Yes.
Excited to be here.
I'm excited.
You ready to dance?
I'm so excited. As a kid, I used to watch the infomercials for Darren's dance moves, and I used to like do them, so I always wanted to incorporate dance in my workout.
I love it.
So this is Megan's dance moves. You used your background in dance to sculpt bodies of a lot of different celebrities.
Yeah.
So can you show us some of those moves?
And go easy for her, because she ain't got no rhythm.
I really do not like him. Why?
So, are we together? The Sculpt Society is truly for non-dancers. I make this fun and simplified and repetitive.
Cute for you.
So we're gonna get it going. Okay, so you're gonna heel it out. So heel right, and left. Let's do that 8 times. Good, beautiful. Oh, see, you
I'm
got
just
it.
Bad at counting.
You've got rhythm.
Like, how many taps did we already
4,
do?
3, we're gonna do 2 hops, out, out, in. 2 hops, it's out, out, in. Let's add some arms. There we go, you've got 4. 3, we're gonna heel, toe, right side. It's heel, toe, oh my gosh, there it is.
You got it.
Good, 4 more, you got 4. You can add your own groove. Here we go, other side, heel, toe. Yes, there we go.
Am I on it?
You got it, 4, 3. Now we're gonna shake it, right and left. Show me those hips, out, in, there we go. It's 4, now we're gonna clap it out, right and left, clap it out, it's right. It's left, back it up. One more time, here we go, clap it out, right, left. 2 more times. How are we doing, you guys?
I have no idea. How are we still going? We're still clapping.
We're still going. Give me 4. Give me 3.
I'm freestyling.
Let's go from the top. Let's heel it right and left. We're gonna put it together. So nice and simple. Oh, I love it.
You can actually do I need to like actually burn a few calories? Like,
is it? You're getting your heart rate up, right? It's
yeah.
fun. You're
yeah,
not thinking
my heart rate
about it
is
too
up.
Much.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You got 4, 3. We're gonna go 2 hops out, out, in. Let's add those arms. Beautiful. 2 hops out, out. 2 more. Oh yeah, there we
I'm
go.
I'm really sweating here.
Good. Let's heel toe it out. Right leg. It's heel. Toe. Yes, Justin. So good. Here we go. It's heel.
Is
toe.
Dancing the best way to get in shape?
Oh yeah. Let's shake it out. Now show me those hips. Shift. Get out. It's right. 4, 3. We clap it out. Right, left. Back it up.
I'm really into this.
Clap it up. Last one. Yes. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
She is
so impressive.
Literally about to join right now. Oh my gosh, tell us about Sculpt Society. It's your app. It has workouts that range from little bit of time to like a full hour. How did it go?
So I just launched the Sculpt Society app. Workouts from 5 to 60 minutes. So really giving you the option to do anything that you want at home.
Wow.
So dance cardio. Oh yeah, is your heart rate up?
My heart rate is up,
for
y'all.
Just sculpting, sweating. So really fun and effective workouts. So I'm gonna show you a little bit of that sculpting section that we do on the app with my Sculpt Society sliders.
Oh no.
These guys.
Great.
There's more. So if you don't have a slider at home, you can use a towel. So you're actually gonna flip it over.
I'm keeping this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're gonna flip it over and we're just gonna get into some basic curtsy squats. But with the slider, it takes a squat or a curtsy squat and it makes it just a little bit harder. So you're gonna cross behind yourself. Beautiful.
Oh, it's the control.
Oh yeah.
It's the control.
So it causes a little instability in the exercise that you really have to focus on it. Yeah.
Can we go back to the dancing?
But you're so good at this. We're gonna bend that back knee just a little bit more. 2 more. So good, and you're gonna hold it down. We're gonna pulse it out for 8. So 8, square those hips off, wiggle those front toes. You've got 4, we've got 3, we've got 2, and 1. Take a second, shake it off.
So in your perfect world, how much time would you allot for the dancing, and how much time would you allot for the body sculpting?
So on my app, there are 30-minute segments. So you can have a 30-minute dance cardio class and a 30-minute sculpt. But if you don't have time, I also have 15 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes.
Wow.
It's really about getting it in and being consistent with the workouts to make it fun and effective.
Yeah, I feel like I just burned off all of my breakfast. So thank you so much for coming
here. We love you.
You guys can check out her website, thesculptsociety.com. We'll be right back with more Daily Pop, and I need a towel off.
Okay.
That's not in the dance app, right?
That's actually really fun. I like really love
this. Yeah, no, so I get it. I get really into it.
Tina Fey is trending on Twitter, and it's because apparently a lot of Gen Z don't know who she is. They've been using the hashtag, who is Tina Fey? What?
This is disrespectful.
How do you not know who Tina Fey is?
This is like that time I got into a fight with a 22-year-old about who Cisco was on a plane.
No.
And I thought I was going to get kicked off. I was waiting for the fire marshal to come and tell me to sit down.
This is what
I cannot believe this.
Billie Eilish was giving those weird looks to Maya Rudolph and Kristen Wiig at the Oscars. And I thought, well, maybe she just doesn't know who they are.
Truly. This might be it.
But you guys, okay. Well, the good news is she's trending. So hopefully they're learning today that Tina Fey is one of the most hilarious actresses of all time.
All time. Now it's become Tina Fey Appreciation Day is what's happened.
Yeah, but Tina Fey is rich. She don't need to be an actress no more.
She doesn't have to be, no. But
disrespectful.
All right, that's it for today, you guys. Tomorrow, Dr. Oz and Toni Braxton are joining us live in studio. If you missed anything on today's show, you can always check out the Daily Pop podcast wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And you can watch us at noon every day. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the podcast edition of Daily Pop. Remember, we've got a new episode every day. Make sure to subscribe and have a great rest of your day.